Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
He's around the net trying to come out. Oh, my goodness! Curtis Joseph has made the play of the series.
Oh, baby!
Oh, baby, the legendary Bob Cole. 50 years. Calling NHL and hockey games all over this country. Passed away at the age of 90 just a couple of days ago. We were all blessed to have him in our broadcast community, and we were all blessed to learn from Bob just by listening to him. We're going to talk some hockey now with Paul Edmonds, play-by-play voice of the Winnipeg Jets on our great Chorus radio station in Manitoba, 680 CJOB in Winnipeg, where this program airs, of course. Stanley Cup playoffs, four Canadian teams in the running, the Jets among them, obviously. What happened last night, Paul? What was that third period about?
Well, thanks for having me on, Roy.
It's a pleasure. It's
just the way, you know, it kind of goes, I think, in playoffs, and that's one thing that Colorado's been able to do. Now, they're only up 2-1 in this series.
That's right.
They do hold home ice advantage, of course. But they have been able to elevate their game in a period of every game. And last night was the third period. Winnipeg was in a great spot after two periods, up by a goal, thinking pretty good, you know, maybe try to add on with one or defend better. And then penalties started, and away went that vaunted power play of the Colorado Avalanche, led by Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, and a number of other guys that are in subordinate roles, but on any other team, they'd be front and center, and they ended up getting what is technically two power play goals in the third, but it was really third or three, because the third one actually came with 3 seconds after the expiration of one of the penalties. So, you know, they just kind of, they notched it up a gear, and Winnipeg ended up being a little slower, taking some stick penalties, and Colorado seized the opportunity.
You know, I can't recall, I'm sure it happened, I'm sure it's happened lots of times, but I just off the top of my head, can't recall three consecutive Stanley Cup playoff games in one series. Obviously, it'd have to be one series. No, it wouldn't have to be. It could be two series. That have been so high scoring. The Jets win the first one 7-6. Avalanche win the second and the third games by 5-2. And then last night, 6-2. That's 28 goals in three games. I mean, how do you call that?
Well, you better have some sleep.
These
later starts and certainly in the mountain time zone. You know, I'll take it one step further. Colorado has 9 third period goals in this series, right? They've almost saved the best for last. I don't know that anybody predicted that it was going to be as high octane offensively as we've seen. I think you could make a prediction that there was going to be some goals scored in this series because of all the great talent that exists on the two teams, especially on Colorado, as I mentioned, with the two superstars. But defense has been at a premium here in this series, and I think both teams are going to try to get to something a little bit more defensive going forward into the afternoon start for game 4 tomorrow, starting there and maybe into game 5. And the team that gets to that sooner than later probably will have an advantage in the series. But yeah, I don't know that you expect playoff scoring to be as high as it's been. It kind of reminds me of the old 80s and the Edmonton Oilers, the Winnipeg Jets, and the Calgary Flames when, you know, there was nothing that was surprising you about an 8-7 score in one of those games.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking earlier, because my Montreal Canadiens are not in it. Obviously, they're not in it. But they're young, and they're talented, and they have a great coach, and they're going to be there in about 2 years. But I remember when I was growing up, We thought the Stanley Cup was just permanently locked into the Forum in Montreal. We thought it was bolted down because it wasn't going anywhere else. And if any game, playoff, regular season, the game would start at 8. 8:30 is when the television broadcast would begin. And if the Habs weren't up 4-0 after the first 10 minutes, we all looked around and said, what's wrong? What's going on here?
That was pre-1993, though.
I know. Yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate that so much. What I want to get at is how resilient is this Jets team? Because there's got a huge amount of talent.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that will be answered probably tomorrow in game 4 here in Denver. There's an injury to one of their defensemen. I don't know if you saw it last night, but Brendan Dillon had a nasty kind of laceration on his hand. I don't know that he's going to be out at practice this morning. They're starting to take the ice for this afternoon for a morning kind of skate and practice today. But, you know, that's one of the injuries they have. Morgan Barron from You know, Halifax hasn't seen the ice in this series because of a lower body injury. And so now you have some adversity. You're down in the series. You're in an opposing building. You've gotten scored on. You've got shredded on your penalty kill. Where is the resiliency going to come from? They are a resilient team. They have bounced back all season long and really for the last couple of years under Rick Bowness. But this will be a test like no other, certainly under the two-year tutelage of Bowness and the Winnipeg Jets as we know them in the current configuration, because there's a lot of things that are conspiring against them right now. But boy, if you can win one game and get back home for game five on Tuesday, tied at two, then all bets are off and you feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best part about playoff hockey.
That's right.
The ebbs and flows of it. You know, you think that there's some momentum that carries over between a shift or within a game, but not necessarily from game to game. And that's what I think the Winnipeg Jets are relying on, is hoping that they can just have a clear new slate when it comes to tomorrow's game at 1:30 Central Time in Winnipeg.
Yeah. I've always considered play-by-play for hockey to be a really difficult broadcasting gig, because everything happens so fast. And there's all the, I mean, so 32 teams, right? Or is it 30? I can't remember now. 30?
32.
Yeah. I was right the first time. How do you prep for a game? How do you get ready for it?
Yeah. Well, the most important part for the play-by-play guy is you better have the numbers down and you better have the names down, because of the quickness and the speed of the game. There is no time to be looking down at a sheet to correspond a name with a number or a jersey number with some name on a sheet, because you're going to get caught, and next thing you know, you're pulling the puck, or they're pulling the puck out of the back of the net, and then you're way behind.
Right.
So that's first and foremost, to be a guy in today's game, because it is so much faster. There's not a lot of whistles anymore. The fighting's been almost abolished in the game, so you don't have that. You need to really, first and foremost, and the primary challenge is getting to know the two teams, particularly the opposition, the team that you don't see all the time. And then from there, you can kind of fan out and just have a little bit more on the aside.
Okay.
Stuff, hometown, weight loss.
I can hear them practicing in the background, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us. It was a thrill to talk to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Roy. Anytime. Thanks very much.
You take care. Good luck the rest of the way.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.